the best of Kennedy Malloy. And the best barbecue known to man is a Cross Range. See the range at Harvey Norman. Cross Range! Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You got that right, big fella. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. What are you laughing at?
Shane coughed as the mics went on.
Shane, you what?
I didn't cough. I cleared my throat.
This is a national radio program.
Shut up. You can't talk.
I beg your pardon.
Sorry.
Hey.
It's a bit rude, wasn't it?
I am a radio legend.
I know you are, Mick.
I'm royalty. I'm triple M royalty.
Pardon me, everyone, if I did a little...
You gussied it up a bit. All right.
Anyway.
It was like a hacking cough.
It wasn't
like
hacking.
It really was.
Hey.
Was not hacking.
All right.
Let's get into the show.
What is it? What's on? Oh, tell me about it.
There's a chick flick alert.
Oh, chick flick alert?
Yes, there is a chick flick alert.
Seriously, guys. This one is to be heeded.
Whoa.
They come around. They creep up on you.
Well,
and
they
sometimes
creep up
you're alerted
you,
to them.
This one,
on.
You must not go within 500 metres of a cinema.
No, you better not.
While this is in attendance. Hey, an Emmy update. Are you across it?
I'm across it.
Were
there
highlights?
Yeah, a few highlights.
Is there ever any highlights from the Emmys?
Sort of. I mean, I used to really get into it and love it, but everyone's so in love with themselves.
You used to imagine you were winning one, didn't you?
Oh, probably.
Yeah. Dream on.
Hey, tell me about our special guest today.
Right, from the Batuta Advocate.
Yes.
They it's a good paper.
It's a
satirical written paper. May or may not be real. I'm unsure, but we'll be speaking to the editors.
Pretty popular.
We'll be speaking by. It's a good bit.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have a look and we'll look for. Gee, I think Triple M copped a bit of a whooping. Batuta Advocate hands over time.
I'll look forward to hearing
we'll have a look
them
at that.
Go Triple
Who's
M.
Our massive guest?
Bill Bailey.
Bill Bailey, what an international superstar from the world of comedy.
Yes, we're very privileged to have him in.
And musical star, you know from Black Books. He's so many things. Mm. He's a raconteur. He's out here for a tour and he'll be coming in to promote that tour.
Yes, so listen up how you can get tickets for that show because you'll love Bill.
Okay, we also have a German athlete on. standby. Who is barred from an all-you-can-eat restaurant for having 100 dishes.
That just
appeals to us.
Yeah, it does appeal to
we
us.
We need to get to the bottom of that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. There's so much to wade through on today's program.
Hey, Mickey, how
Sorry
did you
if
go
I'm a bit
last
tired.
Night?
Oh, well, I was coming home after going to the theatre. It was a night at the theatre.
Oh.
It was a school concert.
Yeah.
School concert to see the boys go around.
How'd
Fred
they go?
And Lenny strut their stuff.
Were you proud?
I was proud, and it was great because it took me back to see them in their first false moustache. Because, you know, when you do comedy over time, you'll invariably remember the first time you pop on, the fake mo. I looked at them and Fred was good. Lenny's good. He looked a bit Ivan Milat.
Was he the butcher?
Fred was the butcher.
Oh, Fred was the butcher.
It was all three
Lenny
of a kind.
Lenny was a wise man.
He was a wise man. So it's three wise men, three blind mice, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker.
Oh, yeah.
Fred was the butcher. He looked a bit maniacal because he...
Did you just say he's a bit Ivan Milat?
Oh, that was Lenny's moustache. Looked a bit.
This is a terrible thing to say about it.
But anyway, they were very good. Mm-hmm. And,
excellent
work.
There
was a flutter of programs when they came out, which generally means people try to work out.
Who are these kids? Talented children.
They've got what it takes.
Got stock.
So anyway,
they
it was very good.
Yep.
I'm trying to get them to do the full Monty for the end of year performance. I think that'll be good. What are you doing?
I've been out and about. We got a birthday in the house tomorrow. Twins are 12.
Twins, 12.
Yes.
Ah, very good. Happy birthday. What are you getting for them? Can we talk about it?
Well, they won't be listening. One of them wants a scooter. You know,
now, is this a proper scooter or an e-scooter?
No, a proper, like a use your legs and not a motor these days.
Well, you've got to ask.
I know you do.
I bought the boys battleships the other day. Mm-hmm. You know, remember battleships?
I do, love it.
And I can't play it. It's too complicated.
Why?
Because it's all electronic now. And it makes sound effects and noises and there's a voice going, we are intercepting your call.
Hey,
remember
that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was
D4.
A4.
Yeah.
Hit.
Yep.
A4. Miss.
Yep.
Now.
Yep.
Oh,
see, now. They were boys' games. I never played it.
You need to be Elon Musk to play.
Well, almost. Careful about that. Oh, right. I also got phones for them for the first time. I know this could be controversial, but they're in grade 6, nearly in year 7, and finally, they don't know it yet, but they're getting a mobile phone.
This is fantastic. Wow. I can't wait to see them sexting. What age? Oh, 12?
Their first
dick pics.
Do not.
At what age?
Do not.
Well, this will be
great. No, that's terrible.
Well.
I'm so happy.
You're talking to their mother.
Can you give them my number?
Listen.
No, that'll be great.
They will
I'll take them under my wing.
I'm not having them
anywhere
near
you. Show them how to do it properly.
No, if Uncle Mickey comes round, I am keeping them fair and square away.
Give me that number.
Hey, the palaver you got to go through, though.
Why?
The phones, what plan you want. I said, who's going to pay? They don't need to be on a plan. Just give me the phone. Mm.
What's it for? So you can track them down, or so you know where they are, or so they can call you if there's trouble.
So I can be in contact with them. Yes.
Get on Tinder. They're on Tinder. Can they do that?
Do you know I heard there's a kiddie Tinder? I did hear that.
What? Kiddie Tinder?
I did. I'm going to look it up.
Oh my God.
Let's go to song. I'll look it up in between then.
Please tell me that's not a thing.
There is something, for play dates.
All right.
Things like that. You've got to
okay. Your kids got phones?
Yeah, both my kids got phones. So a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old, yeah, they both got phones. Yeah, they're good, I think.
You know what they spend most of their time?
What?
Ringing child services.
They do not.
Daddy's hitting me again.
That is not true.
They don't.
A dangerous day for that reason.
I haven't eaten in 3 days.
No, they're well nourished.
I've been locked in the room. I've got sores.
Okay.
Mrs. Dangerous doesn't.
Mrs. D's a good parent.
She's good.
Another one.
All right.
A bit neglecting. All right, we're here for Crossray's Barbecues, by the way. The only barbecue you'll ever need is a Crossray.
It's a good barbie.
Yeah, see the range at Harvey Norman.
How many burners?
Sounds good.
Four or two?
Boy.
Take your pick.
All right.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy. Mayday, mayday. This is not a drill. Calling all men. This is a Category 5 chick flick alert. Abort cinema. Abort cinema. Repeat. This is not a drill. Warning. Warning. This is a fully blown chick flick alert.
All right, gentlemen. Gives me no great pleasure to do this, but there's a film called Colette, starring Keira Knightley. It's a new movie. It's in cinemas soon. Under no circumstances be dragged into a cinema, either knowingly or under false pretenses, to see Colette. I repeat, do not see Colette.
It's very harsh.
I don't care. Even
do or don't see.
Even if it's a first date and you want to get somewhere, right. Do not. Okay. Colette is not worth it. Colette. I'll give you a quick rundown. Colette. Starring Keira Knightley in Paris. She's playing...
It's a period film.
Yes, all right. She's portraying the real-life French author, Sidon Gabriel Colette.
Out.
In Paris, if you get my drift. It's in Paris at the turn of the 20th century. Colette ghost wrote a series of novels for her husband, who went by the single name Willy, and the books became a best-selling cultural sensation. But Colette... tired of seeing her husband take all the credit.
Oh, I understand.
It's hashtag me too all over. And she eventually stepped out from the shadows to claim her rightful accolades.
Oh, good on you, Colette.
But it shows more than just Colette's efforts to break free of her husband's oppression. Oh, men are bad. Boo. It shows how her fire and drive helped spark a feminist revolution. There's the key phrase, gentlemen. Feminist revolution. Do not go near this cinema. Do not go near a multiplex. Have we got the trailer?
Yeah.
Have a listen.
You've married a literary entrepreneur.
You've married a country girl without a penny to her name.
We're doomed, aren't we? You could write.
My school stories.
Yes, that could be Willie's next novel.
Are you writing for him too?
Yes.
He's made you one of his ghosts already.
I believe Willie based Claudine on your school days.
Yes, I think I had a little something to contribute.
You've done something important. All those young girls, we've given them a voice. You should own up to it.
The hand that holds the pen writes history.
Wow. There it is. You know what I do?
What?
I give it my highest rating, Dave.
Yeah.
It is 5 baffs.
Oh, 5.
5. Yep, 2. Yep.
3. And one more. 5 bars.
Wow, there it is. I think it's my highest rating.
She's got it.
Nothing you can say to this film that will turn me around.
Lesbian lover.
Oh, hello. I take one buff back.
Okay. She's got a lesbian lover.
Yeah, but it won't be a hot lesbian. It'll be a fat mother, a matronly.
careful.
Brother like figure.
Really?
With, you know.
A more portly.
Kind of wet nursey. Yeah, it won't be a hottie. Won't be like.
Wet nursey.
You know
You've got
I'm
to use that expression in a correct manner, please.
But can't we have, you know. Yeah, don't fall for that, gentlemen. That'll be the worst.
Well, I don't even want to see that. It looks terrible.
That will be the worst lesbian sex you'll ever see in a film this year, let me tell you. I mean, I'm a fan of Keira Knightley, but...
You're a fan of lesbian sex.
Hey, well, that goes without saying. Okay. I'm a man, aren't I? What about... There's no sign of a French accent, by the way.
No, I was
How does
say
Keira
that.
Knightley's playing a French turn-of-the-century novelist with a feminist bent? And she sounds like...
She's the most pompous...
Yeah. Sounds like she's doing some like Jane Eyre. Apparently there's a new, what is it?
Mary Poppins.
Poppins movie out, but I can't.
No, that doesn't, I don't believe, and I did put the kibosh on it, going into Chick Flick Alert, because that's family movie and musical. And
I don't feel comfortable reviewing Mary Poppins ever since I got kicked out of the theatre production for upskirting it. She flew over. It was when she entered, she flew over the
You're
audience.
A bit loose
she
today.
Flew over the audience and landed on the stage. And
you looked up.
You can't upskirt
Let's just
Mary Poppins.
Thank you, Dave.
Well,
Thank
you can.
Hey, I've got an Emmys update.
All right. Okay. That's coming up.
Just let you know.
This is Kennedy Malloy. She's read every mag, tweet, and blog, and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
Yes, it's been the Emmys. Don't talk it up.
Oh, I am. Well, you're always across it. I'm fascinated how nothing slips through the cracks with you when it comes to entertainment news.
Well, a lot of my favourite shows were nominated.
Yeah,
and so
this is the Emmys.
It's the Emmys. And it was hosted by Saturday Night Live comedians Colin Jost and Michael Che.
They do the news desk.
They do. Yeah. And they're very good. Would you like to hear the
Oh, let's hear a bit. Yes, please.
Let's have a listen.
This year, the audience is allowed to drink in their seats. Mm-hmm. Hope you're excited about that. Yeah. Because the one thing Hollywood needs right now is people losing their inhibitions at a work function.
That's true.
Of course, there are so many incredible nominees here tonight.
That's
incredible
true.
Nominees.
Black-ish is nominated.
That's right.
Black-ish is also how I've been asked to behave tonight, so. We'll see how that goes.
Things are getting better, but as we all know, TV has always had a diversity problem, you know?
I mean, can you believe they did 15 seasons of ER without one Filipino nurse?
That's crazy. That's just crazy.
Have you been to a hospital?
That's crazy. Netflix, of course, has the most nominations tonight. That's right.
How is Netflix getting all that money? It's like $9 a month, and everybody I know is sharing the same account. Netflix is like that Instagram model that's always in Dubai, and you're like, yeah, but what do you really do?
There's even more diversity coming to TV. There's a Latino Magnum PI. There's going to be a black Samantha in a reboot of Bewitched. But it's going to get balanced out. It's going to get balanced out by an all-white reboot of Atlanta called 15 Miles Outside of Atlanta. It focuses on white women who call the police on the cast of Atlanta.
It was a very good opening monologue, and different hosts again too. Those guys have not done it before from SNL, so that was good to see. One of my favourite wins was Peter Dinklage, who is in Game of Thrones, of course.
There you go.
There. And another exciting news for someone who's waited a very long time, Henry Winkler.
The Fonz.
Let's have a listen to the Fonz.
And the Emmy goes to...
Henry Winkler.
Oh, my God. I only have 37 seconds. I wrote this 43 years ago. Okay. Okay. Can I just say, Skip Brittenham said to me a long time ago, if you stay at the table long enough, the chips come to you. And tonight, I got to clear the table. My wife, Stacy. Oh, my God. My cast and crew. And the kids. Jed, Zoe, and Max. You can go to bed now. Daddy won!
Oh, they still go a bit over the top.
Wouldn't
then,
his kids
they?
Be about 24? Probably.
Maybe.
He was an adult 43 years ago.
Maybe it's his fifth marriage. You know, it's Hollywood.
So he's the Fonz.
Yeah.
He can do what he wants.
Okay.
He probably went straight to his office in the toilets.
That's it.
Mate, his jacket's in the Smithsonian.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Really?
If you go to the Smithsonian, you can go and ogle the Fonz's jacket.
We still can't work out why a 40-year-old man was living in the attic.
That's it. His office was in a toilet.
And being best friends with a 15-year-old
And somehow he was cool.
Yeah, that's right. Something happened in this broadcast.
Right.
There was a marriage proposal.
Well, I'm going to stop you there. I'm going to guess that didn't involve Hannah Gadsby.
Correct. Wasn't. Hannah did present an award.
She hates men, she said.
She did say she hates men.
Of her award. Oh. That's good.
Well, there you go.
Nice to know.
What else
you got? Yep.
Well, there was a marriage proposal and a guy came out. Now, forgive me for being a bit of a cold, hard, cynical woman.
Right.
But his name's Glenn Weiss.
To put it mildly.
He's directed a variety special on the making of the Oscars.
Great. Jeez. Well, he's had his stripe.
Right. You know, he's not a Hollywood good-looking actor, by the way.
He's not a Hall of Fame contender. He's
no. Spielberg.
So he gets up there and get a load of what he does. Have a listen.
The person most proud at this moment would be my mom, and she passed away just 2 weeks ago. Mom always believed in finding the sunshine in things, and she adored my girlfriend, Jan. Jan, you are the sunshine in my life. And Mom was right. Don't ever let go of your sunshine. You wonder why I don't like to call you my girlfriend? Because I want to call you my wife.
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
No. A proposal.
He hijacked the Emmys.
Jeez.
Go to a restaurant.
Go do it
privately. Go and do it at the top of the Eiffel Tower like every footballer does.
You jerk.
Come on.
No, he's not even, it's, you know.
I'm sorry.
Okay, if Henry Winkler did it. If Henry
story.
Winkler got up, okay.
Yeah.
You've been earned around. You've earned your stripes. Yeah.
Seriously, why are we watching this man?
Old numbnut.
Proposed to his girlfriend sitting there. Oh, I'm so shocked. Oh, I had no idea.
I would have bought the orchestra in then.
Yeah.
I would have orchestrated him off.
I'm with you.
What's your stance on the public proposal?
Do not do it.
Don't do it.
No, it can go terribly wrong.
It can go terribly wrong, and I don't think women are generally appreciative, do you think?
Would being humiliated in public? No.
Well, don't go too far the other way.
They might like it.
I don't think so.
What'd you do again, Dave?
No, mine was private, yeah, but we had KFC after it, so there's no restaurants open. So yeah,
you should have done it at KFC. Done it in the queue. Knocked off a bucket.
There you go.
Some of our listeners have had unusual proposals.
I'm sure.
We've done this before.
Sometimes
people put
them on a freeway, you know? They put the sign, will you marry me?
Sometimes you hire a hot air balloon and do something stupid.
It makes me uptight thinking about it, but have you done it? Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, God, here we go.
Give us a call.
And we might also put you on the standby list to head to LA to see Slash.
That's right.
Featuring Miles Kennedy and his conspirators. By the way, his new album, Living the Dream, is out September 21. But we're going to fly to LA, flights, accommodation, some cash, and see Slash at the Hollywood Palladium.
That's
an amazing prize.
Is. Give us a call, 133353.
Public proposals.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
Public proposals, 133353.
Yeah, all in honour of this jerk at the Emmys.
He's tried
to hijack the entire show.
Oh, you wait.
You've got to keep it tight, and he's gone, invoked his dead mom.
They go long enough, these award shows, too, don't they?
So, P.S., can I just be a bit ageist? He's about 60. Like, it's not like young love.
You've had plenty of time.
You've had plenty of time.
You know the worst thing?
And now you do it.
He meant so much to his mum, he waited until she died. She never even got to see it. She died.
So it's a lose-lose for us.
Mate, you're a selfish prick.
Yeah, it sort of brought the tone down a bit, didn't it?
And you ruined it for everyone.
Oh, wait, they all love it on Twitter, though. Make you sick.
All right.
Let's lighten the mood now.
Let's lighten the mood.
Let's get to real romance.
Public proposals that may or may not have worked. Andrew.
Hey, how are you, Mickey?
Good, mate. Where'd you propose? What happened?
New Year's Eve at the back of one of those riverboat steamers with the big paddles and going up.
Oh, this sounds good. Yeah.
Who was there?
Well, on the boat there was 250 people, but where we were at the back of the boat, there would have been about 30, 35 bodies.
On a paddle boat? Who are you proposing to? Sigrid Thornton?
All the rivers run.
mean, John Waters.
What year was this? 1862?
Andrew,
did you want
why on earth were you on a paddle steam on New Year's Eve? You know you can't get off those.
Well, no, but they can't kick you off either, so if you play out like a second-hand lawnmower, you're pretty well right to get back to top.
Now, was this before midnight or after midnight?
It was on the stroke of midnight.
Oh, well, that's pretty nice. Did she say yes?
Well, she did, yes.
Oh, hang on. It didn't sound like a resounding
well,
yes.
Well, it wasn't planned. We had spoken about it earlier in the year, and she didn't want to get engaged. And then on the stroke of midnight, I just looked at her and I thought, well, I think this is the right time.
Well, did you have a ring or something?
No, I had a can of beer. And I gave that beer to a friend of mine, and my friend thought there was going to be a blue because you normally don't hand over your drink. And then I got down on one knee and she tried to lift me up. She said, have you fallen over? I said, no, pal.
All right, well, that sounds good. Thanks, Andy. Okay. That's a good story.
You think it's Slash worthy, though? Oh, yeah, right, there you go, Andrew. You're on the standby list to go see Slash in LA. Good luck, mate.
Good on you, Andrew.
No guarantees. Don't get overexcited.
All right. Now, we've got Greg on the line.
What happened, Greg?
Hey, Greg.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good. What's your story about romance and engagements and proposals?
It was actually a proposal. It was my father-in-law.
Yeah.
And he was playing lawn bowls at the time. And his now wife was sitting there watching him.
Mm.
And out of his pocket, he pulls out the bag, which had the engagement ring in it. He threw the bag at her and said, here, cop this.
The old cop this.
The old cop this, yeah.
So she opened the bag and she saw a ring in there.
And she said, if this is what I think it is, you get down your knee and you do it properly.
Oh, really? And he did it?
And good on her.
He did it, yeah.
I'll tell you what, I like
good
to hear
heavens.
That. Good heavens. That's romantic for the bowling
fraternity.
Community.
Feels pretty
yes,
harsh.
Well,
thank you.
Yes, well, I tell you what, some spring chickens floating around there.
There you go. Hello, Cam.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, good. What's your story?
I grew up in Melbourne and I proposed to my wife in the merchandise section of the Westpac Centre at Collingwood.
Oh, jeez.
Right.
Being the first love of my life. Right. But my wife's from Queensland and she was a Broncos fan, so to make sure that it was all above board, I wrote to Darren Lockyer.
Yeah.
And I got him to approve it in a letter, signed Broncos letterhead, everything else.
In advance.
Gave it to her and I done it then.
So you handed her a letter from Darren Lockyer to seal the deal.
That said, it was okay, and I essentially asked her if she'd like to be the second most important thing in my life based on where we were.
Oh, looks like you're on the standby list, Cam, to go see Slash.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
you, guys.
Great story.
Well done.
Well
good story.
Out. Very romantic.
Jeez, that's a lucky lady right there.
Lucky lady. Hello, John.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, really good, John. Where
public
did you
engagement?
Propose? Yeah, in front
well,
of people.
Well, I spent a lot of coin and took my lovely four-month-old girlfriend to Paris.
Wow, yeah.
Went on a Wego walking tour. I'm allowed to advertise that, but
sure.
The first thing we did in Paris, it was in front of 30 people on the Lovelock Bridge from all around the world on one of the walking tours in Paris.
And tell us how you did it.
I snuck the ring and it cost me bloody $450 in insurance just to get the ring over from Australia to Paris.
Yeah, yeah. You're on the bridge.
Shocker.
On the bridge, yeah, with all the locks on it.
And I set it up with old mate who was running the tour and said, mate, do you ask if anyone sort of gets engaged to you? And I sort of got him on the side and he sort of lined it up and he said, oh, is there anyone going to get engaged today? Like this. And I went, yeah, mate, yeah, I'll have a go. And, got down on one knee and everyone cleared the room and, got
down
on one
knee.
What'd your girl
say?
Oh, she was shocked. Absolutely shocked, started crying, and she didn't know what was going on, mate. I was about to punch someone on the Eiffel Tower the night before, the day before, so I was going to not going to do that.
Was that the Lego Eiffel Tower or the real one? I don't know with you anymore, John.
Sean, well, I'm quite fascinated. You only knew for 4 months.
Yeah. Did you get some action? Did you get some action that night?
Oh, I've been married for 3.5 years and have a beautiful 2.5-year-old daughter. There you go.
Ah, we love it. It's a great story. Well
thank
done,
you, John. Let's go to Tony.
No,
Tony.
Hey, guys, how you going?
Good. What happened, buddy?
Mate, I was at Allianz Stadium on Friday night, Penrith versus Cronulla.
Yep.
They got the kissing camera going around. They put it on a beautiful couple. She slapped the ring out of his hand and ran off up through the chase. and left.
So on the kiss cam, he's presented the ring.
Oh, she said no. Yeah,
he set it up with someone, I think. He's on the kiss cam. Got on one knee. She's run over, slapped it out of his head, and done the Herald out.
So technically, she's available.
Done the Herald Holt.
Yeah, she might have already been taken by the look of it.
Throw him out in the ring there.
Tony. Yeah, well observed then.
All right, good get, Tony. Thanks, buddy. Tony. Time for one more, Gabe.
G'day. How you doing?
Yeah, where'd you propose? What happened?
Well, I got to admit it was my friend, not me. He was on the radio, and that's why I think you guys might like this, doing a competition for raps and freestyle.
I don't like it so far, but go on.
The presenters were going to say something random that you had to rap about. They told him you had to rap about Tim Tam. Somehow, in the middle of the rap, he goes, okay, so I'm rapping about a biscuit. I'm going to ask a question and I'm just going to risk it. And then he asked his missus to marry him on the rap, on the radio.
Jeez, that one got away from him.
she said yes.
All right.
She said yes.
That's a good story, Gabe.
Good call. Thanks,
well
Gabe.
Well done, everybody. Right. We're good to go. I like it a lot.
Your new way to drive home. Malloy.
Self-proclaimed as Australia's oldest newspaper,
the Batuta Advocate has become a global sensation, boasting more readers than the Australian, the New York Times, the Washington Post and the China Daily Post put together.
Take that with a grain of salt.
They love a satirical headline and they love a beer with our now ex-PM.
Well, cheers, PM.
Yeah, cheers. Good to be here.
You pick up things that the mainstream media completely overlook.
But not everyone gets the joke. Channel 9 has used it as a source for their news.
A Sydney City parking ranger has accidentally booked himself.
The problem for us, the headlines about this radio station are actually true. Please welcome Clancy Overall and Errol Parker from the Batuta Advocate.
Hello, boys.
Welcome to Melbourne, boys.
Thanks for having us.
Welcome to Triple M.
Yeah.
I should say more importantly, because you've had a fair bit of fun at our expense over the years.
Yeah, we had a bit of fun.
Yeah, well, we don't take it light, need to be honest.
Some of these headlines to me are beyond the pale. Triple M producer secretly hates rugby league and everything to do with it. Good Lord, that's a bombshell. FM radio stations to begin offering maths contestants jobs from next week. I like that. Triple M plays nothing but Pearl Jam and Chisel for a whole week to see if anyone notices. How dare you? That's not a bad idea. Are we writing that one down?
Yeah, it's not bad.
That could get a run. Where is Batuta?
It's in the far southwest of Queensland there, Michael, down there.
Could you point it on a map for me, mate?
Where Haddon's Corner is, that's where South Australia juts up.
Yes.
Into Queensland. So it's just to the due east of Birdsville there, which I'm sure you've heard of.
I have. Is that to the closest neighbouring town?
Yeah. It is. Yeah. Mate, so it's basically in Queensland and its closest capital city is Adelaide.
How cosmopolitan? What's the population?
Mate, it depends who you're asking. We said before, if you...
What do you mean it depends who you're asking?
Well, if you ask the bloody politicians, bloody no one lives there.
There's got to be an answer to that.
And tell us about the genesis of the newspaper. Yeah. What was your first episode?
What was your first edition, where and when?
Well, started pretty much late 1800s. Batuta served as inland port for a lot of the Cobb and Co. stock route kind of types. And,
it was kind of a stock route.
Yeah. It's bustling inland port. There's a lot going on out there. And obviously connecting to the internet brought us to the attention of people down here in the...
That's a big leap from the late 1800s to the internet.
Yeah, 2014. 2014, that was.
Do you remember the first internet edition? Do you remember what was the story that broke for you big time on the national stage?
I guess the first one that did go quite well for us there on the social media was we had one about these students...
Yes.
Down south in Bathurst, where I believe they do have a car race.
And they do, a famous one.
And on their mountain, it says Mount Panorama, and you've got some students from the nearby university. They went and covered the M and a little bit of the O in Mount, and I'll let the imagination really...
I do remember that. Hey, guys, what's your political mantra? What do you stand for?
We remain apolitical. And that is bloody hard to do because I tell you what, they've moved the prime ministership from one beach suburb of Sydney to another.
Yes, that's correct.
While we were sleeping,
yeah.
So it's hard to not see the kind of southern-centric element of to course. Our leadership.
I loved your headline, a rich white dude from Sydney replaces rich white dude from Sydney as PM. I mean, I think you nailed it there.
Well, we forgot to mention they're both silver nuts as well.
That's right.
What about okay. Barnaby Joyce, a friend of yours, really? Someone you admire?
Well, he's a politician, so we have to keep him honest.
Yes.
That's right, which you do
he's
with
a
job.
He's a country man, yes, but a big supporter of you guys.
Yeah, and look, he's had a big year and it's been great for business for us off the back of it. So I guess, you know, starting from the...
Weatherboard Nine, was that the name of his...
It is, the Weatherboard Nine. Yeah.
Weatherboard Nine.
Yes. Sounds like a Paul Kelly song.
Yeah.
To me, doesn't it?
Really does.
Also sounds like a bunch of people who got banged up abroad, the Weatherboard Nine.
The Weatherboard Nine, I'll pay that one.
Guys,
too.
Tell us about your tour. You're doing. How long do you get up and speak with the audience for?
For about an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah.
At this
pretty
stage.
Precise.
And we're going to every capital plus.
Tell us where, because we're going to every capital as well. So whereabouts? Every capital city in this country?
Every capital
Tasmania,
city
Tasmania,
in this country.
Yep. What about any other than capitals?
We're even doing Perth, would you believe, which I feel is quite considerate.
You're doing the Gong and you're also doing Newcastle and Toowoomba.
Yep.
And Townsville. Townsville.
Yep. And Townsville. You're doing a lap around the big brown land. Of,
well, that should be good. That should be great for people.
Taking the temperature of the electorate out there.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
maybe pulling the Mickey out of a bit of the temperature as well.
It should be good. Andy, you're on the project tonight, do I understand?
On the project
that
tonight,
to
yeah,
be true. Watch out, they ask the hard questions there. You could get, bring your A game.
Well, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's all
no,
I'm
we'll
saying, boys. We like it a lot. Thanks for swinging by and good luck to the Batuta, the Advocate,
yep.
And keep up the good work, gents.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Cheers.
Go to the website tegdainty.com to buy tickets to see the Batuta Advocate. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Bill Bailey to join us in the next few minutes.
I can't
wait. Just walked in, so that's great. Have a chat.
Very interesting man. About to embark on a big national tour.
And I really want to talk to him about his interesting use of instruments. He brought a lot in with him.
Oh, that sounds fascinating.
Well, it is. Oh, sorry, you're not a musician.
Don't bog him down. He's so much to talk about, and you're going to...
He loves to talk about
kind
it.
Of curious sidebar that no one else is interested in.
Rubbish.
You can have that conversation off air.
I'm not
a musician.
I
though.
Shall not. I'm going to have it on air. It's the first question I'm going to ask Bill.
Jeez, crikey.
Come on.
Good luck.
What have you got there?
Even
again?
You can't stop him from being entertaining. He will win out on the day. Well, we were talking before. You mentioned Kitty Tinder, and I said.
Yeah, no,
that
I said
doesn't sound like
I said
a thing.
I thought I had heard right. There was Tinder for kids, and it's called Yellow.
Yellow.
And
right.
It's about
and
connecting.
It?
Well, it's basically...
What do you do? Set up a play date?
Well, it's about connecting young people, but...
What does that mean?
I don't recommend it. Don't do it.
Right.
Don't do it because...
Well, why are you advertising it?
I'm not advertising it. I just said I believe... I was making a joke. My patience is shot today.
Don't push up.
Did you just give me a clear warning to back off? Did you just push your chair back and say, I've pretty much had it with you?
But as if I would advocate Tinder for kids and because it's so shady, I said, I've heard there is. And here's the facts, right?
Hey, right.
All right.
Settle down.
That a news station set up a profile as a 13-year-old girl. You didn't even have to, they didn't have to prove the age or anything. In a matter of seconds, they were prompted to connect with a 15-year-old boy and say, let's meet up somewhere. So that's not good, is it?
What was his picture? Do they do like Tinder
yeah,
pictures?
Yeah, you are not taking this seriously. Come on. You've got to commute. This
hanging,
is
hanging out with a yellow wiggle.
What, how did the wiggles get involved
I'm
in this?
I'm just saying. If you, everyone...
Is that all you think of when you think of yellow?
You and the banana suit.
No, I was thinking about bodging up your Tinder photo. What did you say to me?
I said, is that all you can think about when you think about yellow? And Dave said...
We've got an international guest.
All right.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Listening to your inane waffle.
Why is it me?
Well, because you're losing it today. Don't embarrass
Actually,
me. Don't embarrass me in front of Bill
all right,
Bailey.
You can do this.
Hey, are we good to go?
Yes,
let's get
we
this
are.
On the road.
Right after this, Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
I am very excited, Jane Kennedy, because in this hour we're going to speak to a German athlete who got kicked out of an all-you-can-eat restaurant for going back to the buffet 100 times.
Well, I think with the word buffet and all-you-can-eat, that's what's perked your interest.
That's what it said. It said all-you-can-eat.
I know.
It's a contract.
We'll talk about that as well. I will have lots more to catch up on.
Etched in stone.
It is. We might have some extra Emmys updates. We'll see what happens there. But in the meantime, we're very excited.
Here he is, our first guest.
Bill Bailey often gets stopped in the street.
One of them said, "Are you that bloke?" And I said, "Only you can answer that."
But yes, he is that guy off black books.
The whole place is a complete mess. You can't find anything. Right now, I'm eating scrambled egg with a comb from a shoe.
Here for a new stand-up tour, it's lucky for us he didn't get stopped by Australian Customs.
One of the questions, have you got any bees or beekeeping equipment? People trying to smuggle bees into Australia, pushing a big hive through customs, aren't they?
Please welcome the Earl of Whimsy, Bill Bailey.
Hello, Bill.
Hello.
It's lovely to see you. Do you often, is it always amusing for you when you enter the country? You sort of...
Oh, yes.
Wait with bated breath for what they're about to say.
What's the new thing? What's the new humiliation that you're going to put us through?
Serious?
I mean, it's really, it's got more serious. I mean the latest one is the tuberculosis thing, which is a big sign saying, sure. Have you got tuberculosis?
Yes.
And which you're so, I feel so guilty. You almost want to say, yes, I do have it.
They're hanging out with someone to say.
Ebola was big for a while.
Have you, Ebola, yeah. That's and then right. Have you got mud on? Have you been at a farm? Do you know any farmers? Do you have any farmers' friends with tuberculosis? Have you played golf with somebody who got Ebola? Somebody with Ebola coughed on you while you were playing golf in South America.
We don't spray you these days. Remember the old days? You used
you'd sprayed. Fumigated like he was just some filthy hippie that just stepped out of a commune.
Try coming back in the country with a fly fisherman like I do.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. It takes about 3 days to spray it down.
Yeah. I guess, look, you know, you've got your fragile, you know, agriculture, your ecosystems.
Very much so.
You know, well, you've got to protect that.
That's
you're an island nation.
That's
you know,
true.
You've got to be careful with those things.
It's true. Welcome back, though.
Thank you
by
very
the
much.
Way.
Yeah,
I know
you're
it doesn't
welcome.
Always seem like a warm welcome, but we love having you here, and it's great to see you doing another lap of Australia. You're so well liked in this country. And this, where are all our dates, Dave? We're going to post these on our.
Yeah, we'll put it at kennedymalloy.com.au. But Bill's from Perth to Darwin, Townsville, Toowoomba, and everywhere in between.
Cairns, Brisbane, Gold Coast, Mackay, Melbourne, Geelong, Wollongong, Canberra, Hobart. You have gone berserk.
Yes.
That'll be
I'm
ripping
tour. Doing the rounds. I've got them. I'm trying to get to places I've not been to the before. So, you know,
tell
I like to see.
Tell us the difference with this show.
There's a lot more personal recollection in this show. There's a lot of exploits of my own travels and travails and where comedy's taken me over the years.
A very autobiographical piece.
A little bit,
fascinating
yes.
insights into the inner machinations of
into machinations
William
of
Bailey.
My strange and mysterious mind. I've been called, I have a magpie mind, which I quite like that.
What does that mean?
A magpie mind. Well, I believe it means that I'm attracted to shiny objects of intellectual delight.
Or it can mean you chase people and hit them on the head.
Or just chase people in the park and whack them around the back of the head and annoy people in gardens. Which is
you're a bird watcher, aren't you?
I am.
You're a bird watcher. But do you rate the magpie?
I love the sound of the magpie. Mm. It's a beautiful, haunting, fluting sound. You never hear that in Britain.
Really?
You're very lucky.
What about your robin?
We don't have that. No, we don't have that. We don't have that. We just say, boring.
Can't tell you.
What's your bird watching skills?
It's just that. Every bird does that. It's just a variant of that in Britain.
I'm a huge fan of the duck. And one of the greatest things I ever saw was there was an outdoor performance of Lady Chatterley's Lover, and it was in the Botanical Gardens. Yeah. And there was a big river, there was a big lake, and everyone's sitting around in their picnic on their picnic rugs, and we were all sitting there. Anyway, it got to the nude bit where they get under, and so there was like a waterfall, and everyone's going, here we go, and they're getting the gear off, and they're getting together, and they're about to have a kiss, at which point this duck came past and goes, I swear to God, 500 people just burst out laughing, and every
spoiled
bit of sexual tension in the scene had been usurped by the simple quack of a duck.
The quack of a duck,
Well, bird watching can, at times be mocked,
story.
Can't it? What? Or is that just by me?
No, you're right. No, it is. It's prone
and it shouldn't
to.
Be because
it's prone to mockery because you know you're right because the people that your typical bird watcher is someone who people you know yeah, they well they characterize them as you know socially slightly you know challenged yeah and a little bit loners you know people whose friends are the birds yes I like birds so not people I prefer the company of birds because I don't have to talk to them and they don't make any demands of me in a social context
well but we wouldn't think one of the great
what's your favorite bird yeah. favorite bird
Magpie.
What about falconing? Have you ever done that where you've had one caught on your arm? Or
I love a falcon. I had a golden eagle on my arm once, and it was very heavy, and I put my arm down. I always have a rest, and it gripped on. All the circulation went off my hand. It was terrifying. There's a park down in the west of England where I grew up, and it's not the greatest wildlife park, and it's pretty amateurish. And they have a falconry, a sort of amateur falconer, and he was a sort of weekend
amateur falconer.
He's like a weekend falconer,
a hobby.
And he said to me, I was chatting with him, and he goes, a lot of them don't come back. You know, they would just. They take off.
Fly away.
Well, that one's gone. Well, we won't be seeing him again.
Did you hear about...
He had an oven glove. You know, he wasn't using a proper...
Have you heard about the pigeons in France? So, yeah. You know, they're pigeon... What do you call the pigeon Heiming races? Pigeon? Right. Where you have to do it. They've all been getting on the fast train. There's this massive cheating scandal. Pigeons have been trained to get on the fast train. And the fast train, because all these pigeons were arriving, like were breaking the previous...
Yeah, I've never got here before. My God, they got here before me.
The record was broken by about an hour and a half. Oh, a pigeon wearing a tiny helmet.
Hey, I like your pigeon accent too, by the way.
Good French pigeon.
Bill Bailey is our special guest. More with Bill after this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Oh, what a song. Rebel, Rebel, David Bowie for Bill Bailey, our special guest, handpicked on Kennedy Malloy. We're going to stop it right there.
Rebel, Rebel. Now, does that song have any significance to you?
It's one of my favourite David Bowie tracks, and he was a huge hero of mine. I loved his stuff, and I was very lucky, very fortunate to see him live. He performed there. It was in 1983. It was in June, midsummer, one of the hottest summers we'd had for a long time, and he performed at the Milton Keynes Bowl, which is a huge outdoor arena in the middle of England somewhere. Mm. And I was 18 years old. It was a transformative experience.
Indeed. I was in San Francisco when he died, and I went and saw a David Bowie tribute band, who I was incidentally going to see anyway. They're quite famous.
Yeah.
And you could see it. It was a mixed emotions for them because they were kind of, it was sad for them. They obviously loved Bowie, but they could see... We're going to get a lot of gigs here.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a good time to be doing a David Bowie tribute act. So anyway,
Bill, we're talking with you because you're going to do a national tour of the country, which is great. And you are going to have a lot of instruments because you play a lot because you're very clever and you're a trained classical musician.
Oh, you said that with a degree of contempt.
No.
This is what she does.
No. You're clever. You can play anything. Look at me. Yeah. I can play the keyboard.
She did.
I couldn't.
She's accusing you of showing off.
More in awe, to be honest.
Do you have symbols between your knees?
More in awe.
And in fact, one of the instruments is the theremin. Of course, now it's not only the Beach Boys, it's Foo Fighters and Beck, of course, have used the theremin.
Yeah, of course.
Why were you drawn to that? Because it's a really weird instrument for people who don't know what it is.
No, it's an instrument you play, we don't actually touch it. It's got an aerial and a volume loop, and it looks like a child drawing of a robot. And basically, you move your hand closer to it, and it makes a whoo sound, and it was used, as you mentioned, in those artists use it. It was used in like the B movies.
That's right, spooky music.
Yeah, The Day the Earth Stood Still uses it, and I'm drawn to it because it's.
What are you doing with it?
It's very visual. Well, it's just
looks
kind
cool.
Of,
what are you up to?
It looks cool. Yeah. I'm moving my hands back and forward, and this is how you play it, and it can create an extraordinary sound, and I employ it in the show.
Well, another one of your amazing. traits.
We're going to go through these one by one, all the instruments?
No.
Have you got an old school report there?
Trust me.
He's very good at geography.
No.
And I tell you what, his essay writing is something to behold.
But it's always nice to surprise your audience, don't you think? You're an honorary member of the Society of Crematorium Organists, which
That's
is
true.
An amazing thing.
Wow.
And would you mind if we played a piece of you playing the organ?
Of course.
Here you are.
Absolutely.
My only job I ever had, I was a crematorium organist. And it's quite an easy job. You just play one chord and change a note every now and again. Let me get a bit bored.
Sorry. That's great.
The pheromone not big in the funeral circuit?
It's a tricky one to impart the degree of the gravitas and respect with a theremin. We commit Edith's body to the flames. I don't know whether
sounds
that's
very apt.
The world now.
Yeah, that's her spirit leaving the world. Goodbye, Edith. I wouldn't do that.
All right, well, look, we've got your national tour dates, which we will put up on our
which
websites.
We love.
And
thanks.
We can't wait for you to come
thanks
back.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
What's going in Brexit? What's Brexit at the moment? Is it what's the mood over there? Can I quickly? I know you're not a huge on politics, but is it boring? Can you go again?
We've reached like sort of peak Brexit. People are talking about another referendum, right?
Yes.
Another one. And then, of course, but what happens then? And if that doesn't work out, we have the best of three. We have another one. You keep going, best of five. Yeah. Winner stays on, and everyone's just really had enough of it. It's an extraordinary thing. You know, we've voted in a way that is that Britain is votes leave, but the European Union it's been called a divorce, right? Mm. That's the analogy that's bandied around. And if you look at what the economic sort of projections are, if we leave, it's very much like the divorce is if the European Union was a woman and she had the house and the car and all the kids and all the money, and Britain is now the bloke is just in a car, sleeping in a car.
Sleeping in
his car, drunk, trying to write out his CV on a pizza box. That's sort of where we're going with it.
That's old Blighty. That's how I like to remember her.
Oh, yeah. We can't shoot ourselves in the foot.
Well, you're welcome to stay here and crash here at our pad anytime. We love having you.
Anytime you want to come back, please.
I've seen you. This is one of the great tours. You want to get involved. Bill
Kicks
Bailey,
off in Perth, by the way, on October 4th. Earl of Whimsy. Go to abpresents.com.au for tickets and info. The great Bill Bailey.
Thank you, Bill.
Kennedy Malloy.
Thank you very much.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, a big story that's come across my desk, and it's a very interesting. A German triathlete has been banned from an all-you-can-eat sushi restaurant. This fascinates me. The whole concept of all-you-can-eat, to me, there's only one rule.
What?
You can eat whatever you want.
Right. Oh.
It's called all-you-can-eat.
Yes, that's
so
what it
you
should
can't
be.
Go,
it's in the name.
It's good for some or not for others. If it's all-you-can-eat, it's all-you-can-eat.
Yeah.
Anyway, our mate Yaroslav Bobrowski has turned up and he's eaten 100 plates of tuna, of sushi.
Oh, man.
At a restaurant called Running Sushi. He's paid about $18.50 and he has gone burko. They've banned him.
What?
This is, and to me, there's no greater badge of honour than being banned from an all-you-can-eat restaurant. He's on the line now. Yaroslav, are you there?
Hello, Mick. Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here. Talk us through it. When did you realize you were in trouble?
As I wanted to pay my check after having eaten all the stuff.
Yes. So you've gone up, you've paid your bill, and they've said, never darken this door, step again, out.
Yeah, that's right. He actually said, I'm not any longer welcome in that.
Yaroslav, most people, when they go to a buffet or an all-you-can-eat restaurant, load up on burgers, hot dogs, chips. Fried food, chips.
Yeah.
I haven't quite heard of someone going the full hog on sushi. Is this usual?
Yeah, this is pretty usual for me because this is some kind of part of a special diet for me.
Oh, right.
It wasn't something unusual for me on that evening.
So you've sailed through your 50th plate. You've got up to 60, 70. You're still feeling good. Are you, can you see the sweat on the brows of the owners at this stage?
Yeah, I didn't actually count on that evening. It was around 80, 90, maybe 100. I don't know exactly the number. Yeah.
Wow.
Yaroslav, can I get this clear? Is it a sushi restaurant so the sushi plates are on a train and it goes past you?
Yeah.
Oh jeez!
Yeah, this is some kind of sushi wheel, you know.
They're just working overtime.
And Yaroslav, can I ask? Did you not eat for a while beforehand? Did you set yourself for this one? Did you think I'm going to go in there with my tummy rumbling?
As I already said, my diet says that you have to. Stay hungry or don't eat for a huge amount of time, and that were 20 hours for me, approximately. Only got a few hours left to actually stuff my stomach. You know?
And can I ask, were you loading up to go on another triathlon, or you just been on one?
No. This was just normal dinner for me. You know, me and my girlfriend just had a workout before, and I think I. Went for a swim on that day, just normal triathlete stuff, you know.
Now, I've got to ask you this, Yaroslav. Are you thinking of trying to go back wearing a false moustache or something? would you consider going back there in disguise?
Actually, we are already friends the last week with the whole media stuff and so on. We already met and we made up and already allowed to eat again there.
You're allowed to eat again there?
That's good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you apologise. Hey, have you ever been out to Australia?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, plenty of all-you-can-eat restaurants here.
Yes, you'd love it.
Yeah.
You would love it.
Looking forward.
Just don't eat the strawberries. That's my only advice right now, okay? Hey, Yaroslav, just out of interest, what are you going to have for dinner tonight?
Tonight, sushi.
Sushi?
it's actually pretty funny because with my work colleagues, we just decided to go to sushi to that restaurant today. Yeah. And,
Well,
pretty funny.
I love it. Have a ball. Thank you for talking to us. You're a good man.
Yeah, thank you very much, mate. Yeah.
I'd love to see you break your own record. Yeah. Well done.
See you, Yaroslav.
Yeah.
Yaroslav Bobrowski there joining us, all-you-can-eat champion.
I like your style.
So do you want to throw this open to the audience? Are you happy to take calls on all-you-can-eat, what you've done?
I'm happy to hear. It is my worst nightmare.
Food challenges, maybe?
Yeah, food challenges.
Sure, let's do it.
133353. Give us a buzz. We'll take your calls after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Your new way to drive home.
We've just been speaking to a German bloke who went back to an all-you-can-eat smorgasbord 100 times.
Yeah.
Got the arse, but he's now
it's
back
It's really
in.
Incredible. And you know, I'm amazed because it was sushi. I've seen people scoffing kind of crappy.
That'd be like
food.
Eating a whole, like a shark. Like a whole groper.
It's incredible.
I like it. Well done.
I like it too.
And we started thinking, what have you done?
Well, surely in this country.
Have you covered yourself in glory? Have you been kicked out of an all-you-can-eat? John's on the line. John, what have you done?
We went out one night to an all-you-can-eat yum cha in Docklands. It was a special birthday for my daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
And about 15 minutes after we got there, they're supposed to be open until like 10 o'clock or something, and we got there about 8 o'clock. 15 minutes after we got there, they said, all right, kitchen's closing.
No way.
But all-you-can-eat buffet?
All-you-can-eat yum cha, yeah.
All-you-can-eat yum cha? You got 15 minutes. Did you just go and grab one of the trolleys?
Everything to sort of get some more food and then argued for ages to try and get a discount. And then in the end got nothing. And I think we did a runner and just left them without paying anything.
Well, seems like a fair
good
response.
Finish. Thank you, John.
Well done, John. Like your style.
Hello, Jason.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, good. What did you hoe into in great numbers?
About 15 years ago, I was the holder of the chicken nugget record. I had 62 nuggets in an hour.
Congratulations.
That's 62 in an hour. That's over one a minute.
Mate.
Yep, mate. It was an old baseball trip, and we had another sitting where I had 22 pieces of family-sized pizza. So that was back when the pizzas were actual pizzas.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah.
The good old days. We used to go to parks. Our baseball club got kicked out of Pizza Hut one day because we had 22 litres of ice cream. All they had left in the shop was bacon bit.
Yuck.
That is a great effort.
Oh, hang on a minute. Jason scored himself.
You're in the draw.
Standby list to see Slash in the US.
That'd be great.
And you can eat heaps of nuggets in the US.
That's a snack in America.
It's a snack. Okay. Hello, Andrew.
G'day, Jane. G'day, Mickey.
Yeah, good.
Tell us the story.
Very fond memories of the Swagman back in the day.
Of course, yes.
Down in Melbourne, sure.
That's not what I'm ringing about, though. Many years ago, I worked in a Holden dealership, and next door was a Ford dealership, and the sales departments put a challenge to each other that see who could polish off the most steam dim sim. So I put my hand up. I said, "Yeah, I'll have a crack at that." So,
are we talking steamed or fried?
Steamed.
Yeah, three of the guys from Holden, three of the guys from Ford, sitting around a table with a big bowl of steamed M Sims. I polished off 30.
I'd had
three stubbies before though, and that didn't sit in the stomach real well. No. So I Haley's commented it all over the boss's shoes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Haley's comment.
God, everyone sound like the honey badger at the moment. Thank you, Andrew, for that tale of your dim sim eating.
Okay.
Hey, Troy, what do you get up to?
Yeah, how are you guys? Basically, I brought a Groupon all-you-can-eat rib and a few years ago down at Balmain in Sydney, and what happened was I'd eaten 19 plates and I was cruising and I'm thinking, wow, this is easy. I'll get to 50, 60 plates. And the chef decided to be really smart. He brought out ribs the size of a platter and it just gazumped me. It was huge.
He's got you psychologically. So he's up the size of the ribs.
Oh, he upped them by like six or seven times.
Oh, wow.
In one plate. And I'm thinking, wow, I couldn't even get through them.
So you were cooked on your 20th plate.
Yeah, couldn't do it. And I'm thinking I'm cruising, you know, doing really well. And then all of a sudden, bang.
I like your confidence, Troy. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Dave. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how are you guys?
Yeah, good, Dave. What's your food's tale to tell us?
Look, I got a mate, Cole, who just about put Sizzler out of business up here.
I remember Sizzler.
I love Sizzler.
Sizzler were big time. They're a bit like Denny's, weren't they?
Yeah, they had an all-you-can-eat shrimp night. plates of shrimp. Yeah. When he got to his ninth plate, he asked what the record was. They said 16, so he doubled it.
What did he do?
32 plates of shrimp.
That's unbelievable.
That's ridiculous.
Then we went back on the Sunday for Sizzler breakfast, and they had to ask him to pay for his lunch meal after 3 hours. The man can eat.
I like his style.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, well done, Dave. Joel.
How you going?
Yeah, good. What happened to you?
On Nicey's one night, two of his mates decided to attack the world's hottest pie, and about two bites into it, they're both sweating bullets. And before I could even get halfway through, both of them were on the ground, throwing up, coughing, had to go home. Boss wasn't too happy. And then the next day, we found out it came out both ends.
Hey, you know, those hot pies, they're shocking. Carl Stefanovic had one. Ben Fordham was on, and Ben did the switcheroo at the last minute. And he didn't eat the hot one, but Carl did. And he honestly couldn't speak. He literally could not go back on air. They are hot as hell.
All right.
I can imagine that, Joel. Thank you. Hello, Dave.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, let's hear your tale.
Mine's with oysters. Me and my wife got married in Queensland 14-odd years ago, and part of the package was free dinner at a revolving restaurant, seafood all you can eat. They're in the stainless steel bowls, just all shelled, all looking nice.
Yeah.
I'm just bowl after bowl, probably three bowls full, gone through. Everyone reckoned I'd over 250.
Chef came out. Oysters.
Chef came out, wasn't impressed at all. I was being a bit arsehole. No one got any at all because I thought, I'm not eating any other seafood. I don't want crayfish. I don't want crabs. I just want oysters.
250
and that's
oysters?
That's what I'm having.
Jeez, you would have been horny.
I was about to say.
Your wife would have been in a bit of trouble.
It does nothing to me.
Hey, the good news is you're in a revolving restaurant. That wouldn't make your stomach turn.
No, not at all.
Yeah, that's what Chef should have done. It's quickened up the restaurant.
Yeah, that's right.
That would have done your head.
That's making my stomach turn now.
I think we've got to go, I think. Well done, everybody.
Appreciate that.
Thank you for your calls.
All right, more to come after this. Your new way to drive home. Kennedy
Malloy.
Well, thanks to Crossray Barbecues, the only barbecue you'll ever need is a Crossray.
Whoa.
What's up?
Did you just say Crossray Barbecues?
Yeah, I did.
How long's this been going on?
Well, we're into our second day of the sponsorship.
What the hell?
Ages.
These are the best friggin' barbecues in the world, yes. Bar none.
What do you like to cook on your barbecue, Mick?
Well, whatever's going. I have 52 plates of shrimp. Like you could cook anything we've just talked about on the Crossray barbecue.
Yeah, that's
how many
great
burners do you like? How many do you get? Four,
well,
two?
Well, I'm a four man burner. I'm a four woman burner.
Mm.
Well, you're a two. You'd be a little two, wouldn't you?
Well, I'm a two. I'm a two in the bedroom. I'm a four on the patio.
Wow,
these things are unbelievable. The four burner trolley barbecue is probably my favourite.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
That's the one. It's like NASA style. It's just got the latest technology. Everything tastes better.
But the technology is really good because you can get even heat from this one. So if you want to cook a pizza, you can. The next minute, you can cook sausages because it's able.
Well, I will.
You're able to control the heat like an oven.
All right.
It's got LED illuminated control knobs.
Well,
so
what else would you expect?
All right.
What else were you expecting? You know where you get them, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, there's only one
Harvey
place.
Norman, you
get
idiot.
There. Go and get it.
You go to Harvey Norman, you pick up your Crossray barbecue, unless you're a rolled gold idiot,
right,
and you go for some other stupid
it's
barbecue.
It's warmer now everywhere
but this
in
country. Is, if it's one thing it's good at, it's barbecuing.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
So the most important bit of equipment
you
will buy in your life is a proper barbecue.
Well, all get it right.
Listen to me. Write this down.
Yes.
Crossray barbecues, you jerks.
Okay. Don't have to call us that.
Well, just, what else is there to say?
All right.
Unless you go for the Crossray, you are a giant knob.
All right. Well, thanks to Crossray.
Four burner for me.
Okay. Crossray.com.au.
Two burner? I like the two burner too.
Okay.
It's for smaller balconies.
Why don't you go both?
Yeah.
What? Put them together six and have
burner.
A six burner?
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Hey, you know who my new favourite guest is?
I think
Bill
it's
Bailey.
Probably mine too.
Man. He was, what a delightful man.
So good.
Incredibly
He's
funny.
He's funny.
Generous of the time.
Yep.
Answered your dopey questions.
I beg your pardon.
Didn't
no,
to
I
be
think he was
too
quite
offended.
Delighted with my questions.
By the way, if you missed any of Bill Bailey, grab the podcast. You can hear the chat again.
That's a good
grab
idea.
Grab the podcast and go along and see him live.
Yeah.
He is a funny man.
Funny. It really is a funny musical show as well, so you can go and see that.
Now, you've been encouraging everyone to get on Kitty Tinder. Is that what it is?
Oh,
what is it?
Dave.
I know.
What do you call
him? He's really draining, isn't he?
You've been ready to hit him before.
I was not encouraging. I was saying that I heard that there was Kitty Tinder, which is some rubbish.
It's to set up play dates. So you go, hi, I'm
yes, I'm 12 and I want to muck around with you.
I eat mud cakes.
Yeah.
And I can pull a worm out of my nose.
Yeah.
But do you like swipe right if
correct.
You want to come around?
You want to be a friend, want to meet up, but really, hello, I'm really a 45-year-old
man
sitting in a house
really
by himself.
Dark. So you're saying, can you say this? I'm not sure you can say this. Can you?
Well, let's not dwell on it then.
And you're off to... you're borderline today, are you? What's wrong with you?
I'm off to dinner.
You're off to dinner with the kids.
Yes.
You're going to take the kids for
we're
going to
go
birthday
Chinese
treats.
Restaurant. Yes.
You're going to phone them up? You're going to phone them up and let them know? Have they got their phones
They haven't
yet?
Got their phones yet. We're going to give them
to you know what the
dinner.
Twins will do? They'll just ring each other all the time.
I don't care.
They'll go to bed and ring each other. And they'll be like...
They'd sleep in the same room.
Yeah, I know, but it won't stop them.
Under the doona.
Oh, yeah.
Text each other.
Be like walkie-talkies.
Oh, it'd be great.
See, I've given walkie-talkies as presents and everyone just goes, what the hell's that? That looks crappy.
I had a CB radio as a kid.
Well, now people have phones and they go, Mum...
Don't get them battleships. Battleships is electronic versions.
Well, it's really changed, has it?
How about the old one?
Oh, yeah.
I'll have an e-slinky.
That's right.
Are we done?
We are.
Yeah, we are.
Hey, Ozzy Osbourne tomorrow.
Oh, that's great.
On the show, I'm going to interview him.
Brilliant.
And
Tom Gleason also will chat with
him. Wow.
That's a big Wednesday show tomorrow.
Good.
Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah.
See ya.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. See the Barbie everyone's singing about. Crossray Barbecues. Crossray.com.au.